Good morning. Phone is being a little bit laggy. 11:37 a.m. on Thursday, April the 20th, 2023. It is really chilly. The wind is just whipping. I put my windbreaker on this morning. When I went to the grocery store, I realized how cold it was. And decided if I was going to go out for any extended amount of time, I needed to wear either the parka or the windbreaker. The windbreaker won. I'm sort of a little sorry I didn't pick the parka. Holy crap. Actually, now with the wind at my back, it's not too bad. Walking into it, oh my goodness, froze my nose off. So, bread news, third day on the starter. Had some good rise overnight, subsided as it does. The uh, 50-50-50, 125 feed today. Starter and wheat flour and bread flour and 125 milligrams of water. Tomorrow I'd probably go all white, wheat, all white flour. I don't need to put any more wheat flour in it. The wheat flour was mostly just to give the starter enough yeast to get going with. I think it's going. So I don't need to inculcate, I don't need to inoculate that anymore. We'll do the we'll switch over to bread flour going forward and see how that works. And I've got two loaves of bread in. Well, one pile of dough at home rising. I didn't put very warm water in it today. It was mostly room temperature. And so it didn't rise as fast. First rise, it's taking a little bit longer. I'm hoping what's happening, what will happen, is that the additional proof time, the additional initial fermentation, as they say, will develop a little extra flavor, a little more flavor in the bread. Also put in 20% whole wheat for taste and texture. We'll see what 20% does. I even notice. Writing continues. I got 1 hour in so far. I need to get my second hour in, but I had to go to the grocery store this morning, so. Then I had to put the bread on because I'm out of bread and I'm hungry. I want some bread. It's gonna be a while before I get any. Easy, dog, Rudy, easy. But it's coming. I have things I can eat between now and then. I tried yogurt. I got some skyr at the grocery store the other day. Tried it out. Yuck. Yeah, no, that's... As much as I like the idea of it, the actual executions leaves more than a bit to be desired. So yeah, that didn't work out too well. Okay, I think I'm there, yes. I'm far enough down into the neighborhood now that I've got windbreak all around, so That was frosty. I put off walking because I was hoping it would warm up a little. But they're saying the high today is only going to be 50, and it's 50. It was 48 or so outside my back door. I don't expect it's going to get a lot warmer. The wind is keeping things stirred up, not making it any warmer. Let's put it that way. Still, it's a pretty morning. There's a lot of blue sky. There's a lot of high cirrus clouds, but there's a lot of very scenic cumulus clouds. See if I can walk a little straighter and ease my back a bit. I just realized that clock on that house has a temperature barometer on it. And yes, it's 50 degrees. 52 according to that thermometer, but it's also getting a little direct sun, so I'm not sure. Anyway, what am I going to do this afternoon? This afternoon I'm just going to play. Assuming once I get my second hour of writing time in. The haiku this morning took a little bit of extra time, and I spent some time talking to people on Mastodon, so I didn't get my 2 hours before 10 o'clock today. In fact, it was 8:30 when I went to the grocery store. It was 10 o'clock by the time I got back, got the groceries taken care of, got the bread in. And if I had started writing at 10 o'clock, I would have had it done by now, but of course I didn't. So I'll have to do it when I get back. No big. Still looking forward to a fairly relaxed afternoon. Get some bread baked. Get some food in my tummy. Oh, I have soup. I forgot I had soup. I made beef barley soup last night for dinner. And I put in extra broth so I would have leftovers. Now, it's too bad I don't have bread to go with it, but a bowl of beef barley soup is going to feel really good. I forgot about that. Yay. I was going to put the bread in last night and then let it rise overnight in the fridge. But got lazy and didn't do it. Oh well. Trying to decide what to do about ARC. We had that day where Monday, I guess, when we didn't have internet. And I started a new map with one of my existing characters. And it's gone pretty well. Valguero. I've never played a Valguero before. Valguero. Is it Valguero or Valguero? I don't know. Anyway, whatever it is. The Val map. I'm pretty sure it's Valguero, but in spite of the higher level statistics, the higher level skills and all the rest, I still died a lot. High level skills will only take you so far if you don't have the high-level equipment to go with them. So I made some high-level equipment and imported it along with a decent flying mount. So I can get around. But I'm not getting any further in the game. It's fun. And fun is really the goal. But making progress would be good too. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. But that also means I have to get one or more of the characters over to Scorched Earth and start working on those bosses. I need to do two more ascensions on the island. Going for the alpha first gave me the most points. Good morning. Coming up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. Mark post. It gave me the most points for the least expense, but I also don't have the achievement of the three ascensions. So I'll probably take one of the characters that hasn't ascended at all and put them through ascension a couple times. Just so I can say I've done it. But I should probably take the big character, the one who has done the most, and take them over to Scorched Earth and begin Scorched Earth. There are still two storyline maps that I have not played at all. Aberration and Extinction. There's still a lot to do in this game. I've done a lot. I've made a lot of progress since November. But there's still a lot of play left in this game. I keep looking for a different game to play, something that's not quite so grindy, something that might be a little more casual. I have Factorio, which is a lot of fun. I like playing Factorio. I don't have a new game started in Factorio. I didn't bring over a save map from the Windows machine. Although I may have. I don't know. If I open it up, will I find a cloud there? Will I find a game in progress on the cloud? Possibly. Do I care? Would I just start a new one anyway? I don't know. But I keep looking for. I tried to see if I could get Horizon Zero Dawn to load, but it won't even let me download it because it knows I'm running Linux. So while it allegedly works, and apparently works really well on the Steam Deck, I'm not going to buy a Steam Deck so I can play a $60 game that I'm not even sure I'm going to like. So there's that. One that looks like fun is a shooter called Borderlands 2. I don't know what's involved in that game. The other game that has me sort of piqued my interest. There. Loosen up the tongue a little bit. The other one is Bioshock. Bioshock is like $9. And I know one of the kids has played Bioshock. And it looks like fun. I don't know. Something to give me a break anyway from playing with dinosaurs, doing the same thing over and over. Which is really why I want to do the Ascension and get the island map mostly taken care of. I still have a lot of explorer notes to find over there. I've only gotten the 30% achievement. I found 30% of the notes. The next level is 40%, so whatever the one before that one is, I don't know. It's 20% or 30%, whatever. I haven't found even a fraction of the dino, what do they call them? Dossiers. I've only picked up some of those. So there's stuff I can do. There's things I can achieve. There's game left to play there. But more and more, it's mostly just hunt and find. I haven't tamed everything yet. I saw a bunch of them that I haven't tamed. I haven't tamed anything in the ocean except the dolphins, the sharks, and the whales. Basilosaurus. I should probably look to see what the game looks like. Civ 6. I have Civilization 6. And that's kind of a fun game. I played it when I first got it. Well, no, I was still hip deep in Factorio when I first got it, but because I got it for Christmas like 2 years ago. Not last Christmas, but the Christmas before, I think. And I had just bought, like 2 months ago, when it was on sale, I just bought Horizon Zero Dawn. And now, I never played it, so I have no idea what it's like. But now I can't play it until it gets ported over. I suspect it's only a matter of time, but. So that one's not gonna happen. And really, it's the same basic idea as Ark. I have to give some considerations to whether or not I'm going to get Ark Survival Ascended, or whatever the hell the new one is. I doubt that I'm going to get Ark 2. I'm certainly not going to get... I could load, but won't. Survival of the Fittest. I'm just not into... Let's see who can beat everybody up. Games. I'm glad I held off on Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption 2. That's supposed to be a fun game. I think, I have to look, I think Valheim has been ported over. I don't know if that's any better. Maybe I'll bite the bullet and spend a couple of weeks trying out World of Warcraft. Dan Thompson has helped me understand how some of the stuff works over there. For that matter, I could go back into Eve. I'm pretty sure I can get Eve to learn, Eve to run, and play some of my traitor characters, see if I can't. At this point, all of my purchase and sell orders have all aged out, and so I'm probably left with hangers full of stuff to sell and maybe have a little cash just to buy new stuff with. So I don't know, maybe we'll see. At the moment, I'm having fun kind of hacking together bread recipes, seeing what comes out tasty. The beauty of the bread, by the way, is that while I still don't have very much by way of taste buds, the texture of the bread, the toast that I make with this bread, is delightful. It's something that I can eat, and when I lard it up with a lot of peanut butter, it's got some good protein, it's got some good roughage, it's basically just good. But guess where I am? If you guessed at the back gate, you'd be right, because this is the time when I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.